It can be pretty tough to understand the differences and backgrounds within your family. Radioactive's Riley Collins shares his story about him and his brother, who are both queer and have different religious beliefs from their mother, and how even though they deviate from what she expected them to be, there's respect between all three of their unique backgrounds.
Hello.
Hello.
So my mom and I are sitting in my room right now.
There's this picture in our house of two birds that my mom just loves.
I wish I'm a bird sometimes. I like seeing birds because I feel like they're so free with everything. They can just fly and probably they don't have to think. They just fly, find food, and then go to their nest at the end of the day. It's just like, it's so relaxing and therapeutic seeing them and hearing their chirping.
My mom is wearing a wide wing-like shawl with patterns all over it. She always wears it when she's watering her garden or cooking stir-fry. I love to tell people that we're kind of the same person. Take a look at her little muddy eyes. They always crinkle when we smile. Our thick black hair is always tied up on top of our round heads. A scattering of freckles lie on our wide cheeks. You can definitely tell that this wonderful woman is my mom. Although, our cultural differences are pretty difficult to deal with at some points. I was born in Seattle, and I'm half white. My mom, Arvilyn Cabral, grew up in Santo Niño, Philippines. One of the biggest parts of her life from the start was the Catholic Church.
Growing up, we were just praying at night, me and my mother. We have a nice real altar for, you know, Mama Mary, for my mother to pray. Where I grew up in the village, we don't have a church. But the first time I went to church was in high school because my parents sent me to a Catholic high school. So I was 14 years old.
I've always noticed that church and God and stuff brought us Filipinos together. Growing up, my mom would load my brother and I up into our red van every week and drive us down to the Catholic church. I always remember the instantly recognizable smell of lumpia and halo-halo and people laughing and conversing in Tagalog. But man, did I hate Mass. Tell me one five-year-old that could sit in a room full of people without squirming or throwing a fit. But as I grew up, I started realizing it was something more than me just being bored. I don't think I was connecting to Filipino culture as much as I should have. It became apparent that this was just another way I was going to be very different from my mom. I remember in the sixth grade, I had just stopped going to church. My mom would get super upset with me. But in my mind, I realized that there was a specific reason as to why I stopped going. I'm gay. My mom was a Catholic, and I was thinking that there would be some horrible reaction to me coming out. But then in the eighth grade, I did it.
I was kind of shocked a little bit and sad a little bit, but that was just like for a moment because I would accept you no matter what you are, who you are. I will still love you the same and I will just embrace you because you're my, you know, you're my child. And I don't feel different at all, whether you're gay or straight. I still love you the same.
And then 2 years later, my little brother Ethan came out.
I would identify as pansexual.
So now my straight Catholic mother is in the same house as her two queer sons. She wasn't thrilled.
It is what it is. Whatever it is that's going on, I am not going to complain. I'm not going to be sad about it anymore. Life is life. I'm just going to move on. I'm just going to go on. Whatever he decided he want to be, he can be whatever he want to be.
My brother and I still don't even remember the last time we went to church. In fact, Ethan has some different views on religion.
Recently, I've become more interested in the Hindu principle of, like, the life wheel of samsara. And I've started to, like, believe that more often than not.
It becomes super complex to have to deal with different perspectives at home. And right now, my mom kind of misses going to church with us.
That was the best, one of the best time for me when we all going to church together on a Sunday morning. It was special to me because I feel like that's one of the other way for us to like be together, go together in one place. I was hoping that you and Ethan would be like, you know, be interested on knowing that there is God and believe on it.
I honestly miss it too. Going on picnics afterwards, getting to spend time with my mom and my brother. But still, I never really felt connected to God and church in the first place. But in my mind, at least, we've reached an understanding. Even with the fighting about church, differences in our roots, and our feelings about my sexuality, we're still a family.
It's your choice, it's his choice, it's your life, it's his life. You know, I try my very best to raise you both the best way I can and the best way I know. So that's all I can do. And whatever you want to choose to be, it's your choice and it's your life.
My mom wishes she was a bird because they're so free. And the reason our family gets along so well is because she's all right with her two little birds flying free.
I have two birds hanging out together on a brunch.
My mom means a lot to my brother and me, and I know we mean a lot to her.
All right, love you.
I love you too.
For Radioactive, I'm Riley Collins.